Thank you for tuning in to the Bethel Podcast. At Bethel, we're all about relationship. So if you're in the Phoenix area, we'd like to invite you to one of our services. Please visit BethelChandler.com for more information. Now stay tuned for a message from Pastor Mike Gowans.
Today we're going to reflect. Today we're going to share some high-level testimonies of what God has done in the midst of this storm, what God has done this year. And before we get into those testimonies or those five areas of influence, I'd like my wife to just again share the power of testimony. So give it up for my wife, Pastor Julie, as she comes and encourages us today about the power of our testimony.
Amen. You all have heard me say this before. Revelation 19:10, it says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. What does that mean? That means as you and I testify of who Jesus is, as we testify of what Jesus has done, we are prophesying, Lord, do it again. That's what one of the meanings of testimony is, do it again. And I don't know about you, but if he's done it once, I want him to do it again, right? And then again, and again, and again. So that's what we're doing here today, is we're going to, at a high level, we don't have enough time to testify about everything he's done this year, 2020, but we're going to give you the highlights of the testimonies of what he's done in and through the lives of this amazing church, you, Bethel, this spiritual family. So will you celebrate as we start with digital influence?
Come on, that's me. I'm digital influence today. So again, back a little over a year ago, the Lord spoke to us to challenge us as a church to go above and beyond our tithe for 10 months, starting in December. And with those resources, that we would focus those resources into these five areas of influence that we would see greater. And so for years, our amazing technical team has been putting sermon podcasts up. And a few years ago, we even moved to streaming our service with a couple of cameras online. So if you were on vacation, you could stay connected and join in wherever you were. Or if you just didn't have the strength to get up out of your bed, you could stream it there, right there in your bedroom. But it was really streaming for us as a family. And we weren't necessarily inviting people that weren't a part of this family to join us there. And it just wasn't at the level of excellence that we would want to invite newcomers into. And but God said to us that we need to have a greater influence digitally. And that was in areas of our website, our church app, streaming at a high level. You are now sitting in a room that has seven or eight cameras getting pictures from every angle. So always, you know, be on guard. A camera could whip around. Make sure you stay alert and stay awake. Don't fall asleep or a camera will find you and broadcast that for the world to see. No, I'm kidding. We will protect you from that. Maybe. Just depends on who's controlling the cameras that day. But so that was one of the areas. And so we had believed God and we made commitments for these five areas of influence. And I'll get back to digital in a minute. But I was believing God for about $200,000. We said, $200,000, Lord, let it be. And that would be about 20% above our normal tithing. So a 5% increase on average of everybody giving. And so there were, just a heart of, we're going to do this. We're going to commit. And I'm excited to say that before September hasn't ended yet. So, we don't have the totals yet for the month of September fully. We have up until a week ago. But we are at $197,000 of greater In the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of trial, you have in rich generosity have given. And you're going to hear over the next several weeks the incredible testimonies of what God has done. There's so many stories, so many testimonies. And you're going to hear today at a high level of what has been, what we've been able to do. And so like I mentioned, we've been able to take our stage and lighting to another level for TV, for video streaming. We're streaming at a high level. We have higher level internet connection being dug into our building. And so we haven't been having any glitches, but we know there's more. We're going to be streaming our kids' service live. Everything that happens, you know, we'll be able to stream into people's homes and around the world, as you're going to hear some of the testimonies of how far-reaching Bethel is just online, and lives are being touched and people are being encouraged. Amen. And so we've got prayer meetings going online, streaming every day, morning devotions, prayer. I mean, this church, we just raised up and we are praying like never before together. Amen. And so I know I'm missing tons of things that we've done digitally, but it's making an impact, and you'll hear more in the coming weeks, other things that God is speaking to us about 2021. And so with that, as we get ready for greater social influence, give it up for Pastor May as she comes.
Good morning. I am going to testify about two areas of social influence, social impact that we've had as a church. The first area I'm going to talk about is our Night of Hope event. How many people have joined us for Night of Hope? Yes, and that is a powerful night, right? A powerful night of prayer. But our Night of Hope event is one that in 2019, let me back up actually, Arizona is one of the top states for human sex trafficking. And so we as a church have decided not to just sit back and watch this thing happen, not to just sit here and hope that something will happen, that someone will step up to the plate. We stepped up to the plate and we have taken action. Yes, we have taken action and we have decided to do our part, to pull together resources, to make a change, to bring awareness, to pray. And so I want to testify of what God has done. He brought together 25 churches and organizations in this community to come together in downtown Chandler to pray, a powerful night of prayer, a powerful night of creating awareness, a powerful night of worship. People there in downtown Chandler that may not have even known Christ or known about this area of darkness came to know of what the enemy is doing, and we exposed the enemy that night. The other aspect that was exciting is that we had multiple news sources that came out and covered this event. News station upon news station, several, if not all of our major news stations in Arizona came and covered this event, and the enemy was further exposed.
Amen.
That was a powerful night, and that was God at work and on the move. He showed up and he showed out that night. Second area is our where we had our We Stand Together broadcast. In June, we responded to the social issues that were taking place in our country. Again, we didn't just sit back and do nothing. We actually came together and we just did what we do. We are who we are. We are already a multi-ethnic, diverse church. And so we had a conversation right here at the church that was broadcasted live to the world, really. And what we did was had a conversation about racial reconciliation, about race and reconciliation and unity. And we really just showcased who we are as a church. And the impact that that had was we heard from multiple people how much healing they received. We heard from multiple people how much understanding that they gained and how much hope that it brought. And that was impact, and that was God at work. So we just praise God for what he's doing in this social area. God is moving, and we are making an impact in our community.
Come on.
Good job.
Amen. Well, are you guys liking good news?
Come on, good news.
Good news. In 2020, that's right. Well, I have the opportunity now to talk about how God has used this church family for greater local influence. What's happened right here in Chandler? What's happened right here in the Phoenix area? And I have two focuses that I want to bring attention to testify and give glory to God about. One has to do with a ministry that's part of this church family called Survivors of War. And that happens to be Shannon and Monica Dunnigan, who are a loved family in this house. And their heart and their passion is for serving disabled veterans of our military forces, as well as reaching those that had been caught in human trafficking. And so God's opened doors. They've been doing this for a number of years. And one of the highlight areas that we wanted to testify about that has happened in 2020 is the opportunity that Shannon and Monica have had to go to the Phoenix Dream Center, which is a facility in Phoenix that provides housing and resources for men and women who need help, many of which have been rescued from trafficking. And so God's given opportunity, and Shannon and Monica and Todd Ferguson have been going to the Dream Center every Monday for actually a couple of years, but this year it's like exploded. And just in August, in the midst of our quarantine and pandemic, they were able to bring 58 survivors from the Dream Center here to a Sunday morning service to be part of Bethel. And right after that, they took them out to the Salt River, and seven young ladies gave their heart to Christ and were baptized in water. How about that? Amen. And so I want to encourage you that there's opportunity. If what I just said and what SO is doing is of interest to you, talk to Shannon and Monica, talk to Todd, because there's opportunity for you to be a part of that as well. And the second that I want to highlight for local influences is our Galveston area outreach with Mark and Janet Drez. Mark and Janet are a gift, and they have been serving in their neighborhood for years. This year, though, we've had a chance as a church family to come on alongside like never before. And in the midst of this pandemic, what we've been able to do is serve families in that community that have, you know, been impacted by losing work and financial struggle. And so this year, in 2020, by means of providing food to families, not only in the Galveston neighborhood, but from the Willis Junior High School, where Mark is a teacher, we've served over 1,000 families this year with food. Is that a blessing? Amen. And so we're going to continue. I can't get into what's coming ahead. We're celebrating what God has done. You're going to hear more, but I want to encourage you. There's a place for you to serve and be a part of what God's doing in our community. And so I have the opportunity right now. We're going to move on to our greater global influence. Let's give it up again for Pastor Julie.
Last February, we were able to go down to Puerto Peñasco, otherwise known as Rocky Point, and we were able to host a conference for 40 pastors in that city and their wives. We were able to bless them, bring them gifts. We were able to take hundreds of purple books in Spanish to give to them, to give to their congregations, to hand out to those they're evangelizing and ministering to, and just spend a day pouring into them, building them up, and encouraging them. That was awesome. You all also know that we as a church have a missions trip every year in June to Rocky Point. We've done it for 8 years. This June would have been number 9, but due to COVID, we weren't able to go. But instead, in lieu of that, we sent financial resources to that city because of this greater ministry that we've done this year, and we're able to support them financially. In addition to that, as you all may remember, last year, June 2019, our missions trip. We helped build the women's battered shelter, as well as sowed an incredible financial seed to help build that. Well, this year, with our support, they were able to finish phase one and had the grand opening. So praise God for the shelter that that brought. And then tying our global influence into our digital influence, we are now able to have watch parties on Facebook, watch parties around the globe. Bethel, we are reaching people around the globe. We've had watch parties in the Philippines, in Canada, and in England, and that's just what we know of. So our streaming services are reaching people worldwide. Now I'm going to hand it over. Yeah, go ahead. Give it up. Hallelujah. I'm going to give it up to our generational influence, Pastor Lucas.
All right. And it's not just because I'm young that I'm generational influence. I don't think, anyways. It's because this is the best one, and so they gave it to me. No, if we're going to talk about generational influence, we got to start with the campus and the campus ministry. Campus ministry has always been a focus and a value for this church because we got to reach the next generation. And it's a focus for every nation as a whole. And so in this season, during a pandemic, some of the things that you might plan for campus might get a little messed up when all the students have to go home. But though we've been quarantined, God was not quarantined, and He continued to move on the campus. We've had life groups, so the students have remained connected. And then what's really crazy, this is crazy, in the midst of all of that, God orchestrated for Shannon Dunnigan to become the chaplain for the Pat Tillman Center at ASU through our campus ministry efforts. Yeah. So Arizona State University has the most veterans on campus than any other college in the U.S., and one of our very own people is the chaplain for 11,000 veteran students. That's amazing, and that's just the power of God orchestrating things when you least expect it. Beyond that, I don't know if you've ever had a chance to meet Tim Maddox. He's over here. Go get him afterwards, but social distance. He's a great dude, but in this past year, God gave him an opportunity to become a chaplain for the East Valley for the FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And so God opened that door. He had to raise the support and the funds to take that position, and of course, God provided for that. And so, yeah. Amen. So now, within his region, he's the chaplain for 38 schools, over 100 coaches, and 27,000 students. So how's that for a generational influence? And the final thing that I want to highlight is Josh and Farrah Mills. I know, she almost passed out. I'm sorry, Farrah. Some months ago, they decided that they wanted to have a life group for 8th, 9th, and 10th graders at their house. That's generational influence. The group continued to grow. I believe it's 15 to 20 students going every week. And a couple weeks ago, it culminated with several of the students getting baptized. And we actually have an amazing video that we're going to watch. It's a little recap video of that. But I want to point out that while we're talking about all these areas of influence, it's not just that the church leaders come together and think up these great ideas. It's what is God putting on your heart? What doors is God opening for you to create influence in any of these areas or some area we've never even thought of? We are the hands and feet of God. And so listen to the Holy Spirit, and when He gives you an idea, take action, and you see that fruit comes from that. And after the video, Pastor Preston will continue on with more generational influence.
I will Awesome. Well, it doesn't get any better than that. I was actually late on the stage because we kicked off our children's ministry again today. I'm back there. Your kids are awesome. I know, like, you sense I got a lot of love for your kids. Your kids are great. Proverbs 22:6 out of the NLT says this: direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. And I was talking to Josh about that. Josh, about that video and the baptisms. And the interesting thing about it was that a lot of those students that got baptized together, they grew up together. They came through, they were born around the same time. They came through the nursery together, pre-K together, B-lights together, and now getting baptized together. And that's such a beautiful thing. That's such a beautiful thing. And we are committed to the younger generation. The younger generation is awesome. We love your kids. We sent out 180 gift boxes just to send out a big fat, we love you. We love your kids. We're excited to be back with them. And we have some things planned for the future for the kids. Our entire back area, the gallery, is getting renovated with the students in mind. We want to make it more useful and beneficial for them. That's going to be up and running in the next couple of weeks. In 2021, we're going to kick off a TV show, an online midweek TV show, to provide some curriculum to help parents disciple and minister to their kids, because as awesome as our youth ministries are, they're nowhere near as important as the family unit is. And that's what we really want to establish. We want to provide materials that are helpful for parents to disciple their kids in the house, and that'll just make us so much healthier as a unit. So great things coming.
I don't know if Pastor Preston was supposed to set up the video, so I won't call him out on that, but no. So, 2020, what the enemy means for harm, God can use for good. Yes. You know, the enemy tried to shut the church down.
That's right.
But this church only got busier. This church has only seen greater ministry, greater prayer, greater impact in 2020. I'm not denying the facts. There have been some trials. There have been some difficulties. This is not what I was envisioning for 2020. I don't know about you, but I had 2020 vision, right? And it was full of, you know, wonderful promises being fulfilled. And we saw God fulfill some promises, but we also saw some suffering. We also saw some heartache. We also saw some things come to the surface of our own lives through the storm, through the pressure, through the fire that we've walked through. And the beautiful thing about going through the fire is that we don't get burnt. We don't get burnt. But the fire purifies us. It makes us better as Christians. Amen. And God's able to remove the dross out of our lives so that we can mature. James, Jesus' brother, writes in James chapter 1, "Count it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, and perseverance leads to maturity, so that you'll lack no good thing." So you'll lack no good thing. There's still things that we are here to accomplish. There are still dreams that we're believing to be fulfilled in our lives. And for those dreams to be fulfilled, there needs to be the resource of life, and sometimes finances, and other times time and talents and maturity and wisdom. And going through trial, going through this time, has allowed us to press in and allow God to remove those things that so easily entangle us from running the race. Amen? And so we had the opportunity, along with some of the elders, we went up to the mountain to seek God in July together, to fast and to pray and go, "Lord, what are you doing? What are you saying about 2021? Because we sure would like to jump into 2021. As soon as we can. But we don't want to waste it. And we've chosen here at Bethel to not waste this storm, to not waste this season. Amen? And it's not over. It's not over. And there's still difficulties and there's still problems to overcome. But Bethel, we eat problems for lunch. Amen? We're not ignorant of the enemy's schemes. Even Jesus, our Savior, said, in this life, there will be difficulties, there will be troubles. But be of good cheer, because I have overcome them. He's already overcome them. And we get to just walk in that victory. We get to experience that victory, that overcoming. Amen? Because we're more than overcomers. We're more than overcomers. We're sons and daughters of the living God with a guarantee of where we're going to spend eternity. And we want to bring more of that eternity, more of heaven to earth while we're walking in this life. So 2020, God has done exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond what we thought, asked, or imagined. He's allowed things this year. And in the midst of it, there's been breakthrough. And we want to hear more of those breakthroughs. And over the next several weeks, you're going to hear personal testimonies of incredible breakthroughs. And while we were up seeking God together in the direction, the Lord clearly said, I'm going to give you greater influence in these five areas. And as we sought Him, we saw some clear vision in these areas, and there's more that's happening. And even as, you know, we wanted to have a greater, generational impact in reaching the campus, you know, God did exceedingly abundantly more in that through Shannon coming, because we needed help on the campus. And I just came to Shannon and said, Shannon, we need you. Would you come join us? And he's like, he doesn't need to go, well, that's my purpose, that's my calling. He's go, Pastor, you need something? I'm going to fill it. And as he does, as he fills that, God opens a door. And now he's the chaplain to 11,000 veterans at Arizona State. Not because he questioned, I don't know, Pastor, if that's my purpose. Right? I mean, let's not over-exaggerate our purpose, our destiny. We have a destiny in Jesus. But within that destiny and that purpose of walking with Jesus and walking together, God has assignments for us. And it's when we take on that assignment that doors open, that breakthrough comes. And so on the mound, God shared, and we're going to share that in the coming weeks as we're preparing for greater 2021. Because last year, the Lord said the next decade is greater. And every year, you're going to see greater. But what in 2021, Lord, are you emphasizing? Is there a word? Is there a direction? We know you have greater. Because your Bible tells us, our Bible tells us that God takes us from glory to glory. Which means from greater to greater. Amen? And so the word that the Lord really impressed on us was the word breakthrough. And as our team, our amazing team, and our church, in the midst of this, we have added 4 or 5 full-time employees this year in the midst of a pandemic, okay? Because of your generosity, because of the growth. And our amazing media team and graphic design team, they put together a new graphic for our greater breakthrough 2021. And as you, can you throw that graphic up easily? Can you just pop that up before? No, not easily. Okay. So you'll see it at the end of the video. But as I'm looking at it and we're tweaking it, we're sitting there together as a team, and the Lord just speaks to me about 21. We have the word breakthrough. It's on this graphic in the year 2021. The 21 is highlighted. And the Holy Spirit says, what does 21 mean? What does the number 21 mean in the Bible? You know what it means? It means breakthrough. The number 21 in the Scripture is a number for breakthrough. Now, I wish we were smart enough to kind of put all that together, but it's just so much more fun just to listen to God and see Him align things. Church, 2021 is going to be your breakthrough. It's already begun. It's already begun. So take a look at the next sermon series, Greater Breakthrough 2021, and we'll close this service out together.
Today is not the day. Today is not the day I shrink back. Today is not the day I give in to fear. Today is not the day I back down. His mercies are new every day. He is near to the brokenhearted. He gives strength to the weary. He is the hope of my salvation. Today is not the day I quit. He will never leave. He will never forsake. Today is not the day I quit. He conquered sin. He defeated death. Today is not the day I quit. He redeems my soul. He guards my life. Today is not the day I quit. If he is for me, who can be against me? Today is not the day I back down. Today is not the day I lose faith. Today is not the day I lose confidence. Today is not the day I lose hope. Today is not the day I quit.
Yeah! Come on, Greater Breakthrough 2021. Come on, tell the devil every day you wake up, go, devil, today's not the day I quit. Amen? There's greater. So with that, would you stand where you're at? Would you stand with me as we close in prayer? Today, grab hold of this word for you and your family. Grab hold of greater breakthrough. Let's stand together. Let's stand together. Forgetting what is behind. Looking forward, pressing on to what God has before us. There is greater breakthrough in 2021. No one gets left behind. Together, we're going to run into this new year. Together. We're going to seek God as we begin our new series next week together, going, Lord, this dream that I've had, would this be the year for the breakthrough? This vision, the vision you maybe received last fall as you prepare for 2021, don't give up. Don't quit. Our God is faithful. How many years did the father of our faith, Abraham, have to wait? Have to stand. He didn't deny the facts. We're not denying the facts. We've walked through some things. Let me tell you some of the breakthroughs. Cancer was broken through this year. You're going to hear testimonies of the supernatural power of God breaking through in people's lives and testimonies. Financial breakthroughs have happened. Career breakthroughs. Calling breakthroughs. There's more. There's more, church. Celebrate with those that you see having breakthrough. Celebrate with them because yours, God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. There's breakthrough for all of us. There's no lack. There's no scarcity in the kingdom. This is why you never have to go, well, what about me? You don't have to ask that question because God already knows the desires of your heart. He already knows the plans and purposes that he has for you. They're good to give you a hope and a future. Amen? Amen. So let's pray. And let's prepare our hearts. Let's prepare our hearts. Let's enter into greater breakthrough 2021 next week. Come expecting, believing. If you were here last week, bring your 2020 journal. Tell us of what you're believing for, what God's done, so we can celebrate together. Amen? So would you bow your heads with me? So we pray, Father, we consecrate ourselves today. You've won our affections. You've won our hearts. You've given us a new heart. And if you're watching or if you're here today and you need forgiveness, you need healing, you need hope, and you're ready to pray to give Jesus your heart, he'll give you hope, he'll give you a new heart, he'll forgive you. He's the God of second chances. It's not complicated, it's not easy though. The gospel is that he lived the life we should have, but we couldn't. And then he died the death that we should have, but we didn't have to because he came. And he died for us. in our place. The gospel is just believing that he is who he says he was, he did what he said he would do, and put your faith and your trust in him. So if you're ready to surrender today, if you're ready to surrender to him, would you pray this prayer? If you're ready to surrender already now, 2021, to him, would you pray this prayer with me? Maybe you're just surrendering your heart for the first time, or you're here today going, Lord, I surrender my plans. I surrender my heart. I surrender 2021 as I believe for greater breakthrough. I surrender it to you. Even as Abraham, he laid Isaac on the altar. He surrendered the promise because, God, you are our great reward. We trust you. You're the God of resurrection life. So pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, I surrender. I lift up my hands in surrender to you. Take my heart. Take my life. Take my sin. Take my unbelief. I surrender to you, Jesus. I give you my heart. I give you my plans. I give you 2021. I trust you. I put my trust in you. I receive your love. I receive your forgiveness. I receive hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Bethel Church. If you'd like to connect with us, download our app using the keywords Bethel Chandler or visit us online at BethelChandler.com.